it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I don't know how many of you know the song from, I think it was 1972, with singer-songwriter Mac Davis. First line was, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." And then he goes on to describe all the ways he is perfect. He winds it up with a little bit less arrogance and a slight bit of humility when he says, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can." So when I read the scripture for this, that song popped into my head. I saw certain correlations between the Pharisee, the tax collector, and the words of the song. Today's scripture deals with the purpose of engaging the Creator, Christ, and Spirit in our daily actions. Luke 18:19 says Jesus is talking to some people who trust in themselves, and Jesus, thinking for a minute, says, in verse 10, he introduces the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Verse 11 of the parable, Jesus first explains that there's this Pharisee, a religious leader in the community, who is praying and giving thanks that he is not like other people. They're rogues and thieves and adulterers, and yes, even tax collectors. Here we get the first sense that this man, a Pharisee, lifts himself above others. He wasn't even aware there was a tax collector in the temple praying with him. In verse 12, he boasts about fasting regularly, tithing a tenth of his income. He was so impressed with his knowledge and rituals that he didn't even think to give a prayer of thanks, let alone to ask help for God in any way. He feels he's achieved perfection already, so why bother? He is a good example of somebody being arrogant before God. In verse 13, Jesus tells of a tax collector standing far away, who felt so bad he would not even lift his head toward the heavens. He was beating his chest, which they say is a sign of remorse. And when he prayed, he lifted his hands to God, still not lifting his head, and says, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have mercy on me," is a prayer from Psalm 5, indicating the man is at least minimally acquainted with Scripture. But the man's self-designation as a sinner shows both his awareness of his wrongdoings and his humility in realizing that God is the one to turn towards in times of sorrow. The sinner has humbled himself before God. Furthermore, I mentioned the sinner was a tax collector, and he's anything if he's like today's tax collector, a popular guy. Or respected by his community in any way. And also as a tax collector, he's an agent in those days of the Roman Empire, which was very oppressive in ways not unlike many governments we know today in the world. And also, if the man is Jewish and working for the empire, then all his family and relatives will consider him to be basically a traitor to the people. Indeed, he was most likely thought to be very low by everybody. Yet, in verse 14 of the parable, Jesus says, "I tell you, this man," referring to the tax collector, "went down to his home today justified," which means innocent of sin, rather than the other one, who is a very well-respected religious leader, he is found guilty. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted, said Jesus. The reason the Pharisee is not justified is that he has not asked God for God's help or forgiveness. He chooses to be responsible for his own piety. He needs no help. The sin of the Pharisee are a couple. He has taken himself out of relationship with God. He views being pious as all that is needed, while God seeks relationship with us. In effect, the Pharisee has exalted himself much higher than the rest of us so as not to need help. Secondly, he has judged himself to be exalted above other men. His actions contribute to a patriarchal hierarchy system that values certain positions in society more valuable than others. These types of actions set up powerful differentials between the haves and the have-not in our societies. People of great power often seek to devalue others. Some of those folks othered and discriminated against in our society today are the homeless, the poor, the immigrants, and refugees and asylum seekers, LGBTQIA+ folks, and minorities of all kinds. In fact, our leaders often disrespect the whole of God's very creation. The earth and everything on it suffers at the hands of those who are arrogant and self-involved. You see, that piety of the Pharisee was not so much the problem. The arrogance of thinking God had nothing to offer him or nothing to do with it was his sin. In Jesus' upside-down take on ministry and service, he reverses that idea. The people of the Pharisee saw as undesirable were, in fact, the ones that God chose to justify and declare innocent. God desires to be in relationship with all of us. The tax collector brought his concerns to the Lord, and he recognized his human weaknesses as sin. The Pharisee believed himself to be perfect in deeds. He was not. In the song, the Pharisee would have been the one singing, "Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." The tax collector, I think, was the one who, despite who he was doing the best that he could. The question we need maybe to ask ourselves individually and as a church community is, how do we avoid the dangers of being arrogant like the religious person in the story? Our image is important. I experienced this with my nephew, Ezra, who writes negative things about Christianity on Facebook, not realizing Aunt Sue is always watching. But he's not alone. Many millennials, their only impression of church is what they see in the media. And the media tends to highlight the worst in everything, I think, perhaps. So I have to, I have to comment on some of those to him. But if televangelists and megachurches have given folks the impression that the church is a bunch of hucksters who are only interested in the power of the almighty dollar and preach prosperity gospel, then we have a job to do. They witness folks being judged harshly for being different, and that keeps them away from church and Christianity in general. I think programs like the Trans Panel Project, Food Pantry, and Safe Park Projects are a great way to demonstrate our true self as we do church. All must feel welcome as we reach out to those who have been made to feel less than by church. Above all, let's remember we fall short of being perfect and must remember in all things to be prayerful in our needs and thankful for our gifts. We are all sinners like the tax collector. And it's best we remember to be humble and seek God's help and forgiveness.